Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, it would be fair to say you appreciate all kinds of art, right?
Yeah, sure, Patrick.
So who would you say are some of your favorite sculptors?
Well, let's see. I think Modigliani is pretty good, and of course Eakins is great. But I really like Alexandros of Antioch, especially his early stuff.
Cool. I'll check it out.
All right. How are you holding up lately, Patrick, with the
pandemic
and whatnot?
Been a little shaky, but still hanging in there. Obviously, it's fairly anxious time for everybody on top of everything that's been going on in our country. Yeah, so we're hanging in there. But I got music. Can always come down here in the record room and get away from everything.
That's right.
The music and the football. They're my two saviors.
Which football? Both footballs.
Both footballs. Yeah, both of them.
All right.
I'll take anything you got.
All right. So I ask this because, of course, we're doing a Perfect Pop Week this week in particular, because we just thought with the stress of the various crises in this country, plus sort of how everybody's on edge about the election, we just thought, like, this is the time when we just need, get away from the news, get away from, I don't know, whatever troubles you may have and all of that, try to set that aside for a little bit and just listen to some really good music, the idea here. We get listeners and others to tell us about songs they think are perfect that just, hit them in the right way. And so hopefully it does that for you as well. All right.
Absolutely.
I will say one thing that I have found about the pandemic that's has gotten easier is laundry. By the way,
I don't know
about you.
Yeah.
But, since I don't have to do all like my work clothes and all that kind of stuff because I'm able to work from home.
Well,
man, those t-shirts and jeans get washed.
Bam.
No problem at all. Right.
And I can wear them for 3 days without really worrying about it. So.
I kind of do. I'll wear the same pair of jeans for like a week. Why not?
And I'll tell you another positive note on that, too, is I was talking to my friend, the Bish, yesterday, and he told me since the pandemic started, he just purchased his fourth tank of gas overall.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many months, but he said he used to buy three a week for his commute. And that's pretty amazing.
He used to fill up three times a week?
Yeah.
No.
Driving out from Leesburg all the way and, doing different things for his kids and all that. He was driving that much. Yeah.
I mean, I was like once a week, and I thought that was bad enough.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now I'm like once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's kind of amazing. So.
Yeah.
All right. But let's get to the music. All right. So the show you're listening to is Rockin' the Suburbs. This is a good time to come in if you've never listened before, because it's pretty simple. We're just going to play a couple, great songs as suggested by our listeners. That's
totally
pretty easy to get your head around. But stick with us. Go back and find other stuff you may enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get to listener number one on today's Perfect Pop episode. We're going to hear from a listener named Jason.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm a Phoenix. I love this 70s, proto-punk band, Television. And to me, some call them a precursor to punk. They were a CBGB band. But they wrote this pop song, Venus, on their debut album, Marquee Moon, that has the hookiest guitar riff I've ever heard. Not everyone knows this band. They only did a couple albums in the 70s and then regrouped in the 2000s. But this is one of my favorite songs. I listen to it all the time. It really should have been one of those radio hits had, Television kept their act together, and stayed off the drugs. But this band really, was an inspiration for a lot of other groups. And this song is a representation of their pop, abilities. Thank you very much. Bye.
Between my bones and skin, there stood another
Okay. That song is so great.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You get no argument from me on that one at all.
No. And I would even say, man, except for one song, and of course, my personal opinion, that whole Marquee Moon album could be considered perfect. But there's one for me that kind of would get it out of there. But good to hear from Jason. Thank you, man. And I think he really, underlined the key thing about television is their influence, their legacy. They have been so influential. It's incalculable, I think, all the bands they influenced, guitar bands, from all the way, since that record came out. So.
I mean, to me, it's amazing. I love this album so much. 1977, Marquee Moon, as you mentioned. It's so funny, too, to hear Jason say that, this is like their pop song, because right before this on the album is See No Evil, which has that great riff to it. I mean, that really to me sounds like a pop song.
Yeah.
This one, the thing I love about it is, the feeling, as we've talked about other songs before, but there's really like the intricacy between the guitar parts and the bass lines and stuff, amazing. The way it all fits together, for quote unquote a punk band, they really seem to know how to play, right? So
yeah, exactly.
There's that. Also, I love, before I get to this, just the whole idea of falling into the arms of Venus de Milo, right? Yeah. So what a great line. What a great way to get across that point of genius. Somebody not loving you back or whatever. Yeah, right? It's just
totally
perfect. How great is that? And then it's crushing, right? And then,
it really is.
And then, but also the one other thing that's just a beautiful little touch is the little conversation backing vocal thing.
In the
pre-chorus there, whatever it is. Can you feel it? No. All right. Huh? It's like, oh my God. I don't know. I'm gushing here over this song, but I love this song
much. It's such a great pick. And some people have said because television stretched out and in person they would play these long, solos and things like that, that they were the Grateful Dead of punk or whatever. Right. And maybe, but never, ever, and to your point, Jim, did the Dead arrange a song as tightly and as creatively as, this song. Just like you said, every little guitar riff locks into place in a perfect way. It's just, it's magnificent. And the drumming, too. I mean, the drumming carries it in a way that all those other parts can work. And, again, we could go off on this. We could do a whole podcast about television.
We have before, but that's been it was a long time ago, but we talked about this album on another episode. But it's one last thing I'll say about this album, Marquee Moon, and just sort of television in particular, is how you have certain favorite bands and songs and albums, and even among your favorites there's a point at which you need to take a break, right? You're like, God, I've heard that song too many times. I can't hear it again, whatever. I sort of never feel that way about this album. I could listen to this album over and over again, and it never gets old to me.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. It just doesn't. It's way out of time. And you could name a million, maybe not a million, but you could definitely name some very important post-punk bands that would not exist if this record did not exist. So,
great. Excellent choice. Thank you, Jason.
Really,
I believe Jason said he's from Phoenix.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I don't
know
that we've heard from him before, but don't be a stranger. This was great.
Yeah, great to hear from you.
All right.
Welcome.
Now, we have one more call here. It's a bit of a long one. Stick with us. It's from Mark Neese.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, and interns. This is Mark calling from Okemos, Michigan. My song is Come See About Me by the Supremes. It's a song that, for whatever reason, I've been returning back to off and on during this whole apocalyptic pandemic situation that we're going through. It's a song I've always liked, but I don't know that it rarely struck me as much as it has in the last few months. It's perfect pop. Just the way that the song starts, to me, it reminds me of a car engine starting. You get the Benny Benjamin coming in on drums. It starts off little light, and it gets a little bit louder in the next, few seconds of the song. And then you get Joe Messina coming in on guitar, and the first 5 seconds of that song, you're hooked in. Yeah, I think it definitely passed the Barry Gordy's car radio test, where from what I've heard, Barry Gordy would test potential songs by listening to them over car radio speakers, just to see what it sounded like and make sure that it had hit material, because, you know, most of the listeners were listening to songs on their car radios or, you know, little bitty transistor radio. Had to make sure that it sounded good on little speakers. So, anyway, right away you're hooked. And then you get Diana Ross and Mary Wilson and Flo Ballard. You get those great call and response vocals with, of course, Diana. And I think Mary and Flo's contributions are sometimes overlooked, but they're an important part of the Supreme sound. And then, you know, as far as the lyrical content, obviously the song is another one of those Supreme songs about romantic longing. So the lyrics maybe don't quite fit in perfectly with what we're going through now, but still there's a theme of uncertainty in the song and missing people. I'm certainly missing people. I'm missing just contact with friends and coworkers. You know, as much as I love being around my family, there's something to be said about just being able to go out and be close to other people. So there's just something about the lyrics of Come See About Me that have really been kind of touching me more than they ever have before. So anyway, I will stop my rambling, and hope you guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you again in the future. Take care. Bye.
The Supremes, Come See About Me. That is from 1964.
Mm.
And I'm reading now that it topped the Billboard pop singles chart twice. Not in like two separate releases, but it like hit number one, then got displaced, and in that same run went back up to number one, right?
Yeah.
And the song in the middle there, by the way, another pretty damn good pop song was the Beatles' I Feel Fine.
Oh, wow.
In the middle there, right? So anyway, I don't know. Where do you even start about the Supremes? I can see why Mark was going on for a while because it's like, I know that people appreciate the Supremes or know that they, you know, were an important group in the 60s, but I don't know that people today quite appreciate how many records they sold back then. Like, they were competitive with the Beatles.
Amazing.
In terms of, you know, hit songs and record sales in the 60s. And if you go and look at, just like scan sometime, just like a greatest hits collection or whatever, and it's like it's eye-opening, right, to see how many just like not only hit songs they have, but like songs that are just part of like American culture, you know, just one after another. It's really something with the Supremes, right?
You really hit on it, Jim, and I think you're right. And, you know, I really appreciate the way Mark connected it to what's going on in the world, especially he was feeling it heavy at that time. You can hear it in his voice when he made the call. And but like you said, how do you talk about the Supremes and many Motown songs in general? It's it are so ingrained. They're so important. I mean, it's almost like trying to talk about a, you know, a Rembrandt painting or something. It's just like they're just so massive and so important and so ingrained and such a part of you and, you know, society and your makeup that it, it's difficult to even see where it begins and ends. And just saying that, it's kind of, I mean, I've been thinking about my pick a lot, and trying to figure out like what I'm going to choose. And when you think about Motown, you're just like, it's too intimidating. I don't even know which one I would pick, you know? So you kind of shy away and go down into some weird little corner.
And that's the other thing about the Supremes too, is like, among all those other great Motown acts too, right? That they like had the most success, right, of all of that.
Amazing. It's just, I know.
It's unbelievable, right? So anyway.
Cream of the cream of the cream of the crop, yeah.
Should also mention here the, this comes from the songwriting team of Holland Dozier Holland, of course, right? Wrote a lot of hit.
Pretty decent,
know,
I guess.
Songs from Motown, right? Yeah. Pretty great. And the production is wonderful, as Mark said. I mean, it's just, it sounds, it's got that Motown sound where it's like, it doesn't really age. It doesn't sound, you know, it other than it being sort of the classic sort of girl group thing, it doesn't necessarily sound 60s-ish, right? So anyway.
And I would encourage people, if they haven't, to go back into our archives and look for the episodes where you were at the Motown Museum and conducted a really wonderful interview there and got really into behind the scenes and things. That's really worth listening to, folks. A lot of times these shows are just me rambling, but that one is a really stone cold, you know, cream of the crop one that Jim did.
Every once in a while, I'll see somebody post something on Twitter or whatever and say, like, what do you think was the greatest record label of all time? And, you know, people will weigh in, of course, with their own personal feelings about, you know, like an SST, right, for example, or Discord, or, you know, 4AD or whatever, right? It will come to mind. And I'm just like, dude, like, what are you even talking about here? Like, why do we even have to have this conversation?
No,
it's
context.
Motown. I mean, come on. Right. There's like no question.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you can pick anybody else. You can have any other label you want. I'll take Motown. Right?
That's for second place. Everybody else is for second place.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, Mark.
Great song. And
hope you're doing well.
There's several, I think, perfect pop songs that from the Supremes and from Motown in general, for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And also, you know, we talk about this week hopefully being, uplifting in some way to people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good example of that, right? This is a song
that just
makes you happy.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, you and I are going to make picks.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Another pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very excited.
I think I'm going to stump you.
Okay.
On this
okay.
One. All right.
I would say the same, except for I don't know what I'm picking yet. So I'm going to go to sleep and do some work on it and hopefully be ready for tomorrow's show.
All right, let's get out of here. If anyone would like to make perfect pop picks for the next time we do a perfect pop week, we don't know when that'll be, but when we get a good collection of picks, we'll do this again. So if you want to get in on that and tell us about a song you think is perfect, you can call
612-440-1984. And I'll say, too, call us and leave that message. We may not get to it the next week or, you know, the next time around, but we'll do it. And I mean, if you're right in there with a passionate pick and you love it, we will get to it.
We love doing these. This is one of the favorite things that we get to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just hear people
talk
about a song they love. I mean, what could be better than that?
Yep.
All right. The other option is you can email us, but if you do go the email route, you need to attach a voice memo because we need to hear your voice. But some people would rather do that than be on the pressure of a call with a ticking clock, right?
Yeah,
so
totally.
You can just, you know, record a voice memo. People know how to do that these days, and then email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. Let's get out of here. Let's get to our picks tomorrow.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
So.
I kind of do. I'll wear the same pair of jeans for like a week.
They're, yeah.
Why not?
Heroic jeans enter second week of service.